Have you ever gotten that like kind of creepy feeling? You know, when you search for something online and then bam, it feels like every ad is suddenly about that thing.
Oh, yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
It's like all of a sudden the whole internet knows what you're thinking.
Yeah, it's like they're reading your mind or something.
Right. Like, do they really need to know? I'm looking for new hiking boots. Anyway, today we're going to talk about a way to like push back against that and take a little bit more control back.
Yeah, let's get into it.
We're diving into the world of meta search engines, specifically a really interesting one called SEERxng.
And this is for anyone who's new to this whole meta search idea. Think of it like, imagine you're a researcher and you go to a library.
Okay.
Instead of going to the shelves yourself and looking through everything, right? Imagine you go up to like a really super smart librarian
I like it.
and you say, "Hey, I'm looking for information on, whatever your topic is." That librarian, they know where everything is. They know all the best resources, all the different sections, and they go and pull all that information from all the different places in the library and bring it back to you.
So they're like a search engine for search engines?
Exactly.
Right.
That's a perfect way to put it. A search engine for search engines. That's essentially what a meta search engine does.
I love it. All right. So SEERxng is a free internet meta search engine that does exactly that. But here's the kicker. The best part is that it doesn't track you. It doesn't build some creepy profile on you based on everything you search.
Right. It lets you search privately.
Exactly.
And speaking of online privacy, this whole deep dive is brought to you by the fine folks over at SafeServer. They're huge advocates for digital sovereignty, helping you take more control over your own data.
Love it.
And if you get inspired to like run your own private search engine after this, they actually can help you do that too. They handle hosting for software like SEERxng.
Right, so if anyone is intrigued, definitely check them out at www.safeserver.de. Okay, so today we're going to break down SEERxng, figure out how it keeps your searches private, and most importantly for our listeners who are just discovering this, how easy is it to actually get started?
Well, that's a good question, and that's what we're going to get into. But first, I think we should talk about the problem SEERxng is trying to solve.
Yeah, let's do it.
I mean, we all use search engines, right? But more and more people are starting to realize that a lot of those traditional search engines are watching everything we do online.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They keep track of our searches, and then they build these detailed profiles about us, and they use that to target us with ads.
It's like you were saying, it's like they're reading our minds. Like I search for one thing and then bam, I'm seeing ads for it everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. And it can feel really intrusive.
Definitely.
But SEERxng offers something completely different.
Okay.
It was designed from the ground up to respect your privacy.
Okay, that sounds really promising. So how does it actually work? Like, what are some of the key features that protect our privacy?
Well, the biggest one, as we already touched on, is that it doesn't track your searches or profile. SEERxng doesn't record what you're looking for or try to connect it back to you in any way.
Okay, so that's a huge difference right there. And when I was doing a little reading about this, I also noticed that it gives you options for how it handles scripts and cookies.
Right.
Now, for someone who's just starting to think about online privacy, can you explain why that matters? Like, what are scripts and cookies and why should we care about them?
Yeah, sure. So basically, a lot of websites, they use these little bits of code called scripts, and they use these tiny files called cookies. And basically what they do is they follow you around the internet and keep track of what you're doing online.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But SEERxng, it actually gives you more control over this.
Okay, good.
Often you can actually choose whether or not to allow those scripts and cookies, which helps to limit like how much information these companies can gather about your browsing habits.
That makes sense. So it's all about having control over who gets to see what you're doing online.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And on top of that, SEERxng also uses secure encrypted connections.
Right, the HTTPS that we see at the beginning of web addresses.
Exactly. HTTPS encrypts the communication between you and the SEERxng instance that you're using.
So it's kind of like scrambling a phone conversation.
Exactly.
So if anyone were to try to listen in on what you're searching, they wouldn't be able to understand it.
Right. It just adds an extra layer of protection to keep your searches private.
I like it. Now, for those listeners who are really serious about staying anonymous online, I've heard that SEERxng can even be used with Tor.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Is that something like next level privacy?
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely for people who want that extra layer of anonymity.
So for those who might not know what's Tor.
So Tor, it stands for the Onion Router. And basically, it's a network that makes your internet traffic a lot harder to trace. It bounces your traffic through a bunch of different servers all over the world.
So it's like your searches are taking a really roundabout route to their destination.
Yeah, exactly. And that makes it much harder for anyone to figure out where they came from.
Okay, so if you're someone who needs that level of anonymity, CRXNG has got you covered.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's a great option.
All right, so it sounds like CRXNG is really focused on keeping our searches private, but what about the results? Like, if it's not using those big search engines directly, are we going to miss out on information?
That's a great question. And to be honest, it's something that I thought about too before I started using CRXNG. But what's really interesting is that CRXNG can actually pull results from a surprisingly large number of different sources.
Mm.
Like it says in the documentation, it uses up to 231 different search services.
Wow, 231.
Yeah, and includes like the major search engines that we all know, but it also includes a ton of specialized databases and other sources that we might not even know about.
So you might actually end up with more diverse results than you would get from just using one search engine.
Exactly. And I mean, I know this from personal experience. There have been times when I've used CRXNG and I've found these really interesting research papers or forum discussions that I never would have found if I had just stuck to one of the big guys.
That's awesome. So it's kind of like taking the blinders off and seeing the bigger picture.
Exactly. And there's also about 70 well-maintained public instances that are already set up.
Oh, wow.
And they're all listed on CRX.space. So you can try it out right now without having to install anything.
So if I'm just getting started, I literally just go to CRX.space, click a link, and I can start searching privately.
Exactly. It's super easy.
That is very cool. All right. So beyond just searching, I noticed that CRXNG is open source and driven by a community. What does that mean for someone who's just using it to search?
Well, it basically means that the software is developed in a way that's completely transparent.
Okay.
Anyone can look at the code, see how it works, and even contribute to it.
So it's not like some mysterious black box controlled by a big corporation.
Exactly.
It's more like a collaborative effort, a bunch of people working together to make something great. And even if you're not a techie, there are still ways that you can get involved.
Oh, okay. Like how?
Well, you can help with things like translations, or you can report bugs, or you can just participate in the discussions about the development of the software.
Oh, cool. So it's kind of like a big open community project.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I also saw that CRXNG is a fork of another project called CRX.
Uh-huh.
What does that mean for the average user? Do we need to know the backstory?
It's not essential to use it, but it is kind of interesting. So basically, in the world of software development, a fork happens when a group of developers takes the code of an existing project and then they start developing it in a new direction.
Okay, so it's like a branching off point.
Exactly. And in the case of CRXNG, this happened back in mid-2021.
Okay.
A group of developers took the CRX project and they created CRXNG. So basically, CRXNG is like a continuation of that original idea of a privacy-respecting meta search engine.
So it's kind of like CRX 2.0. Yeah, you can think of it that way.
So to get started, the easiest way is to just go to CRX.space and pick a public instance.
Right.
But for those who are maybe a little more tech savvy, are there other ways to use CRXNG?
Oh, yeah, definitely. For those who like to tinker, you can actually self-host CRXNG.
Okay.
Which means that you run your own private version of CRXNG on your own server or your own computer.
Okay.
And the cool thing is there's a Docker image available, which makes it super easy to set up.
Now, a Docker image, is that something that a beginner should be trying to tackle?
I would say probably not. But if you're comfortable using the command line and things like that, then it's definitely something you could explore. There are also installation scripts and step-by-step instructions if you prefer to go that route.
Well, it's good to know that the option is there for people who want that level of control.
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome. So to quickly summarize, CRXNG is this awesome free metasearch engine that pulls in results from hundreds of different sources without tracking you or building a profile on you. And you can start using it right now by going to CRX.space.
And by using CRXNG, you're taking control of your privacy online. You're seeing a wider range of information without having your results filtered or influenced by those algorithms.
So what might you discover when your searches are truly your own?
Good question.
We really encourage everyone to check out CRXNG at CRX.space and see what they find.
I agree.
And of course, we want to thank SafeServer for supporting this deep dive into the world of private search. They're dedicated to digital sovereignty, and they offer hosting solutions for projects like CRXNG. You can learn more about them at www.safeserver.safeserver.de.
Thanks again to SafeServer.
All right, that's it for this episode of The Deep Dive. We'll catch you next time.
See ya.
Bye.